There's something even greater than studying the Torah. And the Gemara tells us that is to be meshamesh tamidei chachamim, to service, to attend to, and watch the personal lives of the sages, someone who learns Torah. The Marshal explains, for you'll learn how Torah applies to life, how to apply its lessons. It's Teiras Chaim. It's really a living Torah. This is a Mesorah. Torah is handed over from generation to generation by Rebbe to Talmud, teacher to student. And it's clear in the Mishnah that if one gets in line after the Moshe to Yehoshua to the Zekanim to the Anshe Knesset HaGedola, and he is inside of that link in the Shalshelas of Torah, inside of this heritage, this Yerusha of Torah, well, then he will merit Torah. But even if one should have all of Torah or study it for all of his life, but never subject himself to a Rebbe, he may be missing some areas of Teiras Chaim. It's for this reason that Rav Volba points to why Yehoshua never left Moshe and went back down to the people, but instead we find that he camped by himself as close as possible to his Rebbe Moshe. He couldn't go up the mountain, but he wasn't going to be back with the people. Even though his Rebbe wasn't accessible, for he was up in the clouds learning Torah with Hashem, but he wanted to be still as close as possible, and for the second that his Rebbe would return, he would be there, as he was never absent from Moshe's teaching tent. The Vilna Gaon actually tells us that it is so important to have a Rebbe in your learning, to have a teacher, that even the angels, when we say in Davening, they are Mekablin, O Malchus Shemayim Zemi Zeh, that they accept upon themselves the sovereignty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from each other. The Vilna Gaon says that's because angels, they accept it from higher level angels. They accept it from their Rebbe angels. Even Rabbeim must be had, even if you are an angelic creation. Because that's the way of Torah. That it's a Yerusha from Har Sinai down to us. What can we do? We can be Mishabish, Tamidei Chachamim. We can tend to their needs. We can watch their interpersonal lives. We can study the way that they live and how they apply Torah's lessons to their lives. And most definitely make for ourselves Rabbeim, so that we too will inherit this beautiful Torah.